As a cardinal, Joseph Ratzinger made clear his desire for the church to find a way to convey to the world the joy at the heart of the gospel. Now, as Pope Benedict XVI, he has, with his first encyclical, taken a decisive step in that direction. What is fresh about the letter is his topic, love. Most important, his vision of charity as belonging to the substance of the church's life. Refreshing, too, is the fact that the letter's content is not the Pope's personal theological view. It is rather a synthesis of the contemporary church's theology of love. The encyclical does not lack for prophetic sting on drugs and the culture of death, but on the whole, Benedict's accent is on the positive Christian vision. Some early interpretations have stressed the discontinuities between natural human loves and self-giving Christian love, but Pope Benedict, like St. Augustine before him, sees them all as part of one divine plan. The distinction Pope Benedict's first encyclical makes between love and justice and church and state come as helpful cautions for all sides against meddling in politics in the name of the church. It would be a disservice to the poor and oppressed, however, if some were to employ these warnings to weaken the church's public advocacy on their behalf. In a sinful and unjust world, advocacy for justice, based on the church's first-hand knowledge of the sufferings of the oppressed, is essential to the ministry of charity. Such witness also belongs to the more excellent way that is Christian love. This is Father Joseph O'Hare of America Magazine.